But as much as I want to talk about this, I just feel like God just shared something with me that I just want to share this morning. It might take 2 minutes, but I feel like this is what we as, I feel, and get me, please understand my heart, right? You guys know my heart. So I just feel like God wants us to hear this morning, and it might not be for all of us. Some of us might be further along, but I think there was a few things that God just spoke to me this morning. The first thing he said to me this morning was out of John 14:26. And if you have your Bibles, which if you do, it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring back to remembrance all the things that I have said." I want you guys to think about that, because we're in a day and age where life just rushes by, and it's like one thing after the other, and it's, you wake up, you go to work, or you have a cup of coffee in between, you go to work, you're at work, things happen, and then you drive home, you're like, you know, I need to get to the next thing, and the next thing you know, it's tomorrow already, right? And we forgot about spending time with the Lord. So this morning, I feel like God is saying to us, He is the one that's bringing back the remembrance. He's given us an helper to do that. So we are being helped by the Holy Spirit. And I feel like this morning, we sang the song, "God, you know, Holy Spirit, move. You know, we want you to move. We want you to move." And I can only speak about myself, but that's what I want. I want him to move in everything I do and say, and every waking moment. And even when I sleep, I want him to move. So my heart is, God, move and help me, because I can't do it by myself. The second thing he reminded me, as the Holy Spirit is helping us, he's reminding us of John 3:16. We just had Passover, we just had the crucifixion, that God so loved each and every one of us. He loved each and every one of us. Now you are in Christ Jesus. That's what Romans 8 talks about. For now, there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I want to settle that right now with you guys. I want to sever everything that comes against you, that you feel like you are condemned. I want to sever that right now in the name of the Lord and say no more. John 3:16 tells us that he loves us. He sinned, and I like the cliche where it says he bankrupted heaven, but I don't know what that looks like, but I know that he sent his only one to die for you and me on a cross. And through the help of the Holy Spirit today, God, I ask that you would allow each and every one of us to be reminded of that, to take a pause in our daily lives and reflect on what it is you've done. The third thing I felt like he was saying, he is restoring Isaiah 61:3, and I'm going to have to pull it up on my phone. Isaiah 61:3. If anybody can beat me, then I'll give you $5. I owe you $5. It says, Isaiah 61:3 says, "To all who are mourning in Israel, to all who are mourning in this place, he will give a crown of beauty for your ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." So even though we are going through a season, and he's the one, the Holy Spirit, knowing that Jesus came for us to die on the cross for us, he showed us his love, will now even give us, you know, and he spoke about it last week. Now he will even give us something for mourning, for pain, for hurt, for anger, for all these things. He will now even give us this. But we can't get it by ourselves. He's promised us the Holy Spirit that will bring these things and show us these things. So are you guys following me? Does it make sense? Because it does in my mind. Actually, it does in my heart, because I feel it. Then from there on, I felt like he was saying, because we were seeing, give us eyes to see, right? We want to see, right? We want to see things. Matthew 13:16, we want to see the way he sees. Matthew 13:16. I have to go back to my Bible. But be blessed are the eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. It's in Scripture, and I'm not trying to pull this out of context, because the context here is the context, right? But in context to what I feel like the Lord is saying is, we are blessed people because our eyes are seeing what He's doing, our ears are hearing, and through the help of the Holy Spirit, He's allowing us to move in and closer and further in into the heart of who He is. Then Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14, it talks about the dry bones. Now all of a sudden, our eyes are open, our ears are hearing, and God is asking us these questions. Hey, do you see what I see? Do you see dry bones? Because it was funny because that's kind of what I saw, like when you were singing that, Linnea. I was kind of, you said something like, God, give us eyes to see the way you see. And when you said you see, I felt like I was standing where Ezekiel was standing and looking at the dry bones. But I don't know, there was just something that shifted inside of me, because now all of a sudden I saw a movement of people raising up and glorifying Him in the midst of what's going on. And so again, I'm just going to relay back to the Holy Spirit. Now with Him, with His help, with Him reminding us, with Him walking through us, He's now showing us things. And now He's asking us questions and like, hey, can you see this? And now we're in a place with Holy Spirit saying, no, I can't yet, but God, I'm blessed. So let me see, help me see. So He's allowing us to see that. Then the last thing, or the second last thing, I felt like He was saying for us this morning, 2 Timothy 1:7. We know that verse very well. I don't know it that well because I need to get it on my phone. 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Self-discipline is what the New Living Translation says. Self-discipline. Now that we can see these things, we hear what God is saying, now we can go out to these people with self-discipline, with the authority that God's given us as sons and daughters, with a right mindset, and now we can relay this good news, right? I hope it makes sense, because I feel like we need to hear this morning. I really do. With the help of the Holy Spirit, God's already sent His Son to die on the cross, and Jesus promised us somebody that would come in His place. And the promise is fulfilled because He's here. And now, when we sometimes forget, God promised us that He will help us, and He will bring back to remembrances all these things that He is saying. And last but not least, one of my scripture verses that I really love, Joshua 1:9, and now God says, I command you to be bold and courageous wherever you go, because I'm in your front, I'm in the back, I'm on the sides, I'm all around you. Be bold and courageous. No matter what happens on the outside, I'm with you always. So I hope that makes sense. So I'm going to just kind of go back from one back. I just want you guys to hear this again. John 14, I feel like the Lord is saying this morning to Eastgate, guys, I've given you the Holy Spirit. We have great worship. We have powerful worship, and it's on a continuous basis. You know, Linnea, Andrew, Michael, it's on a continuous basis. We are blessed to have people like you here that brings us to the throne room of God. Now, once we're there, it's up to each and every one of us to do what we need to do to take the next step. But He's saying that He will send this person to help us. And as He's helping us, He's reminding us, hey guys, that the price is already paid for sin. So we don't have to look at sin. We don't have to worry about what sin is in my life. If we are focused on Him, that's the furthest thing away from us. For this season in our lives, each and every one has a season. But for this season, as we are growing closer together, growing closer to God, He is saying He is giving us beauty for ashes. And we are trees of oak. Help me out. Thank you. Thank you. I'm getting thirsty. And that's who we are. So we are these things. Because that's what was preached from this place here, and a heart full of God. That's what was preached, right? That's what was lived, and that's where we are stepping forward into, because we can't throw that away, because that's who we are. That's our identity. That's who we are. We're a worshipful, prophetic church, and we are moving forward to the vision that was cast over this body. So we are oaks of righteousness. We are getting something back. What are we getting back? We are getting treasures from heaven. Now we can see, because Matthew says we can see now. We are blessed because we can see. Now that we can see the things of God the way He sees things, like Ezekiel talks about. And it doesn't have to be dry bones, but there's a movement. There's a people group moving to do the things and to just worship God into the next season of our lives. Second last thing is, through doing that, we can move in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are sons and daughters. He's given us the power of, help me out again, love, power, and He's given us the mindset of Christ. He's given us power and authority to do the things God has asked us to do. And then, I love the last thing. He says He commands us. In all of this, He commands us to be bold and to be courageous. So I just want to leave you guys with that. Like I said, sometimes I write stuff up and I never get to it. And I know Pastor Steve was the same way. And we are all learning. We are all learning. And I'm learning. And I'm trying to be bent on the Holy Spirit and what He's saying. So I just release that word over you guys today. And God, I pray that You would just allow every heart to be open, God, to receive what it is You are saying. God, anything from me, I pray that it will fall away to the wayside. By Your words, God, take root, God. I pray that Your word would take root and grow in this season. And we just thank You for who You are, God. I pray a blessing over Your people. I pray a blessing over the Barr family in this season too. And I just thank You for each one of them, God. I just thank You for each one of them. God, You are there. Rear, You are there behind, You are their sides, and You are all the way around, and You are their blessing. And we just thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.